Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate, like I said, the time that you are with me. After the break, we've got Shelby Hosanna joining us. And we're going to talk a little bit about the interesting fire in Hawaii. Truly what happened there. A lot of people feel that it was something that was overlooked or people didn't jump on fast enough, the government didn't jump on it fast enough. And I'm curious to hear what she has to say about it. She's written a book about it. She's a co-author of a book on it. So we'll again, whether I agree with her or not, one or on, I want to hear what her take is on it. Some of you can ask the questions you want to ask. All right? Let's go to Dave in California. He wants to talk about COVID, although I don't know why.
Well, it wasn't so much COVID as it was about your previous guest, and he was the one that's the anti-vaxxer, I guess, right?
I get it. Anybody who doesn't believe in a vax is an anti. Why don't you call me an anti-vaxxer?
Well, I know a lot of people that are anti-vaxxers, but
Wait a minute. Are you an anti-vaxx when you're against one vax in particular, or do you have to be against all of them?
Well,
it's a real simple question, Dave. Now, come on.
You know that there were what, five different ones in America by the late 2020,
again,
right?
This is why
five
I don't
five different ones. You want to
answer the question?
Phone it out.
Answer the question.
Phony,
is it one vax?
Do you want an answer?
Yeah, but I want it based on the question, not
Pfizer.
What you think the
Pfizer
question is.
Pfizer had to be a, like negative 200 degrees, right? And at 200 degrees,
Dave,
negative.
I'm not
right?
talking about just the COVID vaxes.
And then there was all.
Yeah, if you're not going to listen and you're not going to answer the question, I'm not going to let you just talk on and on and on. If you want to do that, dude, do it to yourself right there in your living room. But here's the deal. Are you an anti-vaxxer? Is this one vax in particular? And I'm not talking about just the COVID vaxes. My kids were vaxxed. I was vaxxed, all the childhood stuff, whatever. So, Dave, don't call back unless you want to answer the question. Is it all of them? Or just the COVID vaxes? And, I can have a lot of fun, you know, hanging up over and over again. All right. Anyhow, Charleston, South Carolina, they elected William Cogswell as mayor. He's the first Republican to win since 1877. Man, that's like 100 years ago. Right? I mean, finally, they're seeing the light. I mean, seriously. It's just amazing to me. It's like when Trump, when he was talking to the black community, right, when talking to the black community, he just said, look, what do you got to lose? You haven't moved forward at all. You know, seriously. And what happened? They won. They got ahead. They did better. That's the part that's just amazing to me. You saw things get better. And then you saw some of the old-time, you know, black males, hardcore Democrats, getting mad at the young kids for praising and or supporting Trump, even though they were better off. The Dems are great at this. They are great at brainwashing. They are great at carrying that mantra to the point where you'll believe just about anything. Voters in Charlestown have chosen former state representative William Cogswell to lead the city as its next mayor. Unofficial results from South Carolina Election Commission show that Cogswell defeated the incumbent John Texlenberg. He earned about 51% of the vote. It was a runoff election, apparently. The people have spoken. We're ready to go at it. We're ready for a new direction, Cogswell said. You know, he had a watch party in downtown Charleston shortly after declaring victory. He was humbled. I mean, I'd be humbled, too. He must have had a message that resonated. People were tired of the same old, same, just like when they elected Trump and a few others. Tired of the same old, same old. Tired of all the rhetoric that never happens. Nothing ever comes of it. Right? So maybe that shows you what's to come. Over 100 years. Right? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. The previous mayor, seeking his third term in office. Third term. If he was so great in the first two, he wouldn't have had a problem, right? He wouldn't have had gone to a runoff either. So we'll see what happens. This is the time for the GOP to shine in these small in these cities and school boards and what have you. Right? Or we could fall flat on our faces, whichever. I mean, seriously. And some already are making fun. Well, he only won by just under 1,000 votes. So what? He won. You only have to win by one. Now, I know the feeling there, or the difference would be, you know, is it a mandate? Or is it just a slide-by? Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Back in a few minutes. Don't go far. We're going to talk about the haps in Hawaii. Was it kind of nefarious or what? Be right back.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going to
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. It is the way you win. It is the way we make things happen. I mean, in all seriousness, right? I do appreciate it when you, and we'll get to my guest soon, I hope. I do appreciate the time that you're with us. I do appreciate the time that you, send me emails. Some of you are much smarter than I am. And I mean much smarter. That's why I always appreciate when you call. Appreciate when you call, send emails, try to connect, that kind of thing. I really do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Okay, Argentinian stocks and bonds shoot up after Xavier Milei's, I think is the name, his landslide presidential victory. For many months during the campaign, we had to put up with the globalists of all stripes warning anyone who'd listen about the danger of electing a capitalist. You know what's really funny? It's those globalists that have all that money, they got it through capitalism. They didn't get it through socialism. They didn't get it through the things that they think are right and important. I just think it's hilarious, right? So anyway, again, you have to, it's frustrating, because there they are telling you how bad it is, how bad capitalism is, how it's important that you listen to the globalists, and yet, how do they get their money? How do they become so rich? Right? Seriously. Through capitalism. Capitalism raises people up. Capitalism makes things happen. So after his landslide victory yesterday, investors, they're voting with their money, and the results are what we expected. Argentinian stocks and bonds are booming. Right? It's also true that there's now downward pressure on the peso. You know, after all, Milei has vowed to ditch it in favor of the U.S. dollar. Whoa. His policy is to take a chainsaw to public spending, burn down the central bank. The investors must agree with him, or they're into it or something. It may be symbolic that that this is all happening on Argentina's Day of the National Sovereignty. South American countries' markets are closed on Monday for local holiday, but it's overseas dollar bonds, which are largely trade deep in distress, nearly 30 cents on the dollar. So, you know, again, J.P. Morgan, in a notice that the clients, it said it would not change its recommendation on Argentina's international bonds from its measure market weight stance while it awaits clarity on the new president's policy and how he's going to enact his plans. Now, he doesn't take office on December 10th. But, you know, again, truly, let's see how this all pans out for him. He did pledge, you know, rapid reforms to fix an economy mired in crisis. Inflation is at 143%. Foreign currency reserves are more than $10 billion in red. The recession is looming. But this is all because of the guy before him. He signaled moderation. He thanked his mainstream conservative backers. But it was a blowout vote. Right? Take a 56% in the runoff after he got 30% in the first round. Now he faces a Congress where his bloc only holds a small share of seats. And that's going to be one that you know, always hard to overcome. Right, but I would stay on it. I would, whether I had the seats to pull it off or not, I would stay on it. And every time they voted something down that was good for the public, good for the people, I would just keep coming back at it. You know what I'm saying? I would let people know, look, this is what I try to put through. These are what these people are holding back. This is what it would do for you. But they don't want you to have that power. They don't want you to have that success. So if I was him, I would embarrass, to a big degree, I would embarrass the crud out of you. Right? In all seriousness. A black New York representative goes off and says people are walking away from the Democratic plantation once and for all. That simple. Lawrence Jones from Fox News, he led a panel of voters in a discussion on the current state of the country under Joe Biden. Representative Madeline Braim, a Democrat from New York, he told the Fox audience that blacks are ready to walk away. Right? They want no part of the Democrat plantation anymore, once and for all. Representative Madeline Braim went on to say, the illegals that are being pushed into these communities, sucking up the resources from the longtime residents that live there. I mean, did the Dems not see this coming? Are they that detached from reality? All right, poor taxpayers are now going to have to foot the bill for these people. That means even those black families that may have been having trouble, going to have more trouble now because their taxes are going to be increased to help out with the migrants. Right? One woman interviewed said we can't even afford to pay our own rent. Now we have PACs coming down to programs and different things that are going to be out there direct from our community to pay illegals. What about us? When would I say there's a big problem with this? There's a huge problem with this. And you know the minorities may be silent as far as being vocal, but I believe that in 24, this is a new election, a new cycle. We're going to see an overwhelming amount of people that we have not seen in 30 years come out to vote. People being educated on voter registration, how to change their party affiliation. Right? I mean, seriously. And people are walking away in big numbers from what they refer to as the plantation. Now, and they're gonna want to make sure that their Democrats don't steal their vote on or before Election Day, so they're going to go out on Election Day. I'm changing my mind on that big time. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. A tentative deal between Israel and Hamas to release hostages has been reached. The deal would include a multi-day ceasefire and around 50 Israeli and international hostages would be freed in different waves, with more eventually to follow. It would also include exchanging Palestinian women and children currently detained in Israel for hostages held by Hamas. A U.S. military aircraft killed hostile forces by firing on a vehicle after an attack on American coalition forces in Iraq. It's not clear whether any Americans were injured in the attack on Al-Asad Air Base. It might not be such a Black Friday for retailers.
Retailers anticipate a quieter season at the cash registers this holiday. Best Buy, Lowe's, and Kohl's have reported sales declines in their recent quarters and anticipate a decrease in holiday sales compared to the previous year.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Pacitti, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I always tell you that because, I mean, seriously, you really have to have a clue as to what's going on. You can't just do, you can't just follow the latest Twitter feed or Twitter, timeline, whatever it is, whatever message you saw come by your phone. Right, you need to make sure that you have real information. Otherwise, to put it bluntly, you sound like them. And believe me, nobody wants to sound like them. So you want to have your real information. You want to know what's going on. And that's the stuff that you want to talk to people about. When you have real facts, it's really, really, really easy, right, to get your point across. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm joined by Shelby Hosanna. She's a author, CBO, and founder of Unjected.com. And I brought her on to talk about some of the things that went on in Hawaii. You know, the gruesome secret behind Lahaina. That was, she says was too shocking to publish. And Shelby, again, thanks for coming on the show.
Aloha. Thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate you helping getting Maui's voice out a little further.
Now, I'm not very familiar with the... I mean, obviously, I'm familiar with the fires. I'm familiar with what went down. But it's been pretty quiet since all this went down. Why don't you give us an overview, and then we'll get into some of the details.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and, the past... It's been about 3 months now since the fires occurred, and, it still feels like it could be in the beginning stages of the recovery process with how unfortunate it continues to go. But, I was compelled to come together with Stephanie to write this book, actually, because my mom was working on Front Street that day, and she had just barely escaped the flames. And upon coming home and revealing, just how the afternoon had went for her, I had known immediately that something was very wrong and that this seemed more nefarious than anybody was leading on. You know, when you started hearing stories about the sirens not sounding, alarming the townsfolk, this continued absolute deception with the victim count. I mean, you know, we could start anywhere, but it's been a shocking to see, you know, how they unfold these orchestrated plans just right in our very backyards.
Right, and you know, there was also something about the water situation where it wasn't turned on or wasn't allowed to flow for whatever reason.
Yeah, you'd be absolutely correct. So not only were none of the alarms sounded for the townsfolk, but later in the evening, the water was entirely turned off. Not to mention it took them almost 2 hours to get water to the town initially when the fire began. So there was just a cataclysm of, you know, incompetence right from the beginning, from the start of the fire, even to where the state officials for Maui were actually on Honolulu that day, practicing no other than emergency preparations for this exact same scenario. And so, of course, conveniently, these state officials also claimed that they were unaware of the fire taking place, and that's, you know, their reasoning for why, you know, it took so long for assistance.
Yeah, again, it is something that many of us, we hear a little bit about, but totally unfamiliar with truly what's gone down there. So why don't you start to tell the story now that people have a clue as to what it's about, you know, where we're at today, where the fire started, or how it started for that matter. You know, give us some more detail.
Sure. Yeah, so, you know, the beginning of that day, it actually started very precarious for the whole island. We had this onflux of intense storm winds that were hitting us at, you know, 70, 80 mile an hour. And this was actually pretty atypical because we had a hurricane that was towards the south side of the island, Hurricane Dora, about 500 miles away. And that's kind of the official narrative for why these, you know, fire intensive winds started. But I'll just leave it at that. It seemed a little too far away. So when the beginning of the morning started, there was a small fire in the north part of Lahaina, off of Lahaina Luna Road, around 6 a.m. They claimed it was from a downed power line, and they actually had contained the small fire and had to leave the hot spot to attend to other fires actually on my side of the island. There was actually just quite a bit of, you know, chaos that day in general. So, you know, against fire protocol, they did leave that hot spot. Throughout the afternoon, the winds just picked up so significantly that, you know, the power was already out starting the beginning of the day, which would mean cell towers were down, you know, people were out of communication. But this was fairly typical for, you know, our Maui lifestyle. You know, we're used to this, you know, situations happening. So nobody felt that they needed to be extra on edge. And there wasn't any sort of, you know, alarms coming from law enforcement or anything of this matter. So people went about their day. They went to work in Lahaina town. They had actually canceled school that day. So you can imagine that the children and the elderly, the grandparents, were all at home. You know, there was no power, so it was a very slow day. By the mid-afternoon, the fire instantaneously picked up into what we're hearing to be almost 10 to 15 separate fires igniting all in one moment. Of course, starting where that hot spot was up in that upper Lahaina Luna area. And this time it was not controllable. And the fire quickly started spreading down the mountain, which is, you know, something we get into in the book as well, being just a precarious detail, which fire usually travels uphill. but instead it was barreling towards Lahaina Town. And in this moment, the law enforcement had actually gone to start evacuations, but instead of evacuating people out of the town, they were essentially parading them into the most dangerous gridlock area, which is actually what happened to my mother. And so she worked on the furthest exit of the highway where she should have been able to just easily leave without issue. And instead, she was met with a police officer who said, you know, I'm sorry, you need to turn around and you need to go back into Front Street. And that was just very bizarre. And, you know, thankfully, she had been there for many years and she knew all the side streets. And she, you know, meandered her way through only to notice that every exit in Lahaina was blocked by either just cones, police barricade, electrical wires, and even electrical crews. It was almost like
did they ever give a reason for that, for why they had the streets blocked and what have you?
No, they definitely don't. You know, they say, of course, where the power lines were down, those are their obvious excuses. Oh, you know, we didn't want people to travel over the power lines, but they were de-energized at the time, and everybody with rubber tires, you know, they should have been evacuating those roads. It, you know, it was a dangerous scene. And instead, they said that they were, quote-unquote, following orders, which kind of piques the interest of, well, whose orders, you know, because we found out that all the state officials were gone that evening. But, you know, to continue on, she was paraded in into Front Street. She tried every single exit, and then she finally realized at that moment when she tried to speak to one more police officer that was not cognizant and ignored her completely, she knew in that moment that this felt like they were being herded into a murder scene, essentially. And she turned around in the middle of the road, and she was able to follow another local person who had gone through cones. And so she was able to escape. And she, you know, was actually literally maybe four or five cars behind her with the last people that left Lahaina Town.
Wow.
And nobody else made it out after that.
All right, we're going to talk about this more on the other side of the break, go for a commercial. Show me senior host, don't go far. A lot more coming up right after this.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies,
but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email if you have a question to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I'm joined by Shelby Hosanna, and she's the author, CEO, and founder of Unjected.com. We can talk a little bit about that in a little bit. But her book, Burn Back Better, about Lahaina is now available. And again, Shelby, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time with
thanks.
Me. And before we get rolling, so I don't forget, tell people where they can get your book.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can get it at shopunjected.com. That's definitely where I like to send people first, is shopunjected.com. Otherwise, you can also find it on Amazon, but we just don't appreciate supporting Bezos too much. So.
I don't blame you. So let's get back to what took place in Lahaina. I mean, some of the questions I got during the break. There was a rumor that there was a bunch of children missing. Is that true? And if so, have any of them been found? That kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, like I was saying, the elderly and the children were the ones that were at home that day. And, you know, unfortunately, they were the least able-bodied ones to escape. And, you know, after the fire, there was initially, so the interesting thing in that about this piece of the puzzle is that school was supposed to actually begin on the day of the fire. That was supposed to be the very first day. And so all of the students had already been registered. It was the most updated list they had. They decided to cancel school that morning due to the power being out. So, you know, the kids were at home. And 3 weeks after the fire, there was still, out of the 3,000 registered students, there was 2,025 students that were still, quote-unquote, uncounted for. And then, of course, they started shuffling numbers around on the board. It then dropped down to 1,700. They then dropped it down to about 500, where I believe it still is remaining. And, you know, they are claiming that this is children or families that just chose to leave island, or perhaps they started a private school or they're going to do homeschooling. But, you know, it's pretty alarming that we don't have any sort of, accurate count of the children that were registered for school and what happened to them, even to the point where, you know, with the actual victims that have perished, you know, I've only seen maybe two or three children on this list, but I personally know people that had recovered, you know, nine children alone, this one friend of mine, that were deceased. So there's a large discrepancy, about the children. You know, I don't see, a lot of, you know, people searching for family, which is a good thing. But the thing about Maui is there was a lot of undocumented migrant workers. There was a lot of families that were not included on the census that were living, you know, in large groups into one home. And, you know, we fear that those are probably the most of the people that were, taken in this because they're easily unaccounted for by government means.
Wow. You know, again, a lot of us don't hear a lot of what was happening over there, what was going on over there, if you would. And the other thing is, you know, help us understand some of the stories that were being told, that the property is very valuable in that area and, you know, very, very touristy area. So, you know, again, it would have been hard just to shut it down or just to take over property. And some people feel that the fires were set intentionally to be able to get those homes, be able to get that property.
Right. And that's actually one of the things we talk about in the book, is the different camps, that's what we call them, camps of people and their opinions, which is camp one is, you know, that this was an intentional fire by means of arson or, you know, technology. And camp two is more of, you know, was this a tinderbox? You know, maybe it was just an accident waiting to happen. And, you know, kind of both are true. And in 2018, actually, Lahaina had a fire that had burned down 20 homes. And at the time, the council had come together to create a fire management protocol that they did an audit of Lahaina, and they decided all of the weak points of where potentially this town could be burned down and what they needed to do better. And instead, they actually left it in a draft form and never published it. Now, years down the road, we have Lahaina literally burned to the ground, nothing but scorched earth. And, you know, this was the most sacred, generational-held Hawaiian native lands. And, you know, the royal Hawaiians actually lived and gave birth to their children in Lahaina because it was so protected. And so, you know, this is very sacred land to the Hawaiians. And they had been there since the beginning. And, you know, Lahaina, being touristy as it was, with, you know, over 2 million people visiting a year, regardless of that, Front Street was full of mom-and-pop shops. You know, there was no corporations. It was, you know, just regular people trying to get by. And now, you know, it's kind of the proverbial statement of it's easier to kill people than to deal with them. And, you know, when you have the second most valuable piece of property, is what I've heard them calling it, second most valuable in the world, and, you know, what do they want to do with this land? And is it easier to just get rid of the people on it than work around them? And, you know, I think that's where Stephanie and I really feared that that was taking place when we started diving in after the fire. And we found, of course, none other than these orchestrated proclamations that the governor of Hawaii, Josh Green, had actually signed weeks prior to the fire in July that gave him carte blanche ability to seize land that was in a disaster. Not to mention they had multiple smart city conferences in West Maui, and actually in Kaanapali, just miles away from the burn, earlier this year. And, of course, we know that Josh Green is a West puppet, and he's one of them. He goes over to the United Nations and talks about, in his keynote speech, about how Hawaii was going to usher in the smart city. So, you know, it does seem to point towards criminal negligence when you look at the fact that they had already done audits on Lahaina. They knew that it was a fire waiting to happen, but did they leave that and then also continue the plan so they can build a smart city? You know, even like what we saw in Acapulco just 2 weeks ago, you know, a kind of a similar situation. A hurricane with no rain destroys Acapulco. And, of course, they were on the smart city just a few months ago. So there seems to be, unfortunately, a trend. And, you know, that's literally why it's named Burn Back Better, because, you know, it's happening everywhere.
So, you know, some people don't know what a smart city is. And in about a minute and a half, could you explain what that is?
So a smart city would be, they call them a green city, but nothing about them will actually be green. It will be all concrete, carbon, quote-unquote, neutral, surveillance, Wi-Fi, and everything that you would need to live, work, and exist would be within 15 minutes. And this is, of course, to curb the, quote-unquote, climate change crisis by keeping people close to their areas to limit their carbon usage. So that is the goal of a smart city. But, you know, I think it's really just to herd the people in, and, you know, you'll have nothing and you'll like it, you know.
Didn't we just hear that from that group? You know, you'll own everything, you'll own nothing, and you'll be happy about it.
That's right, and you'll eat the bugs as well.
I think it's hilarious, but... All right. Again, tell people where they can get the book real quick. We've got about 30 seconds.
StopUnjected.com. That's where you're going to find the book. And then, of course, you can find it on Amazon. Burn Back Better, Lahaina, The Perfect Storm or Perfect Crime.
Oh, perfect. All right. And we'll have you back on to talk a little about the I was called an anti-vaxxer on the show tonight for even questioning. So we'll have some fun with that, too. Pleasure having you on. We'll have you on again, I promise. Have a great rest of the day.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Joe Bettini, your host. That's it. Relax. Take it easy. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. God bless people. Have a great rest of the day.